The song, there's going to be two of them. It's going to be 147 and then 227. That was a good TV show. Are we ready? All right. Good evening, everybody. You've heard our before church conversations as we've been entering in to another time of worship with one another. And I pray that you've had a good day today. It's been a beautiful day, you know. I thank God this morning for the overcast sky. I didn't get as hot. Now, I did sweat because of the humidity, but it was a beautiful, beautiful service today. And tonight, we're going to have a little bit of a different service. Our scripture is going to be out of the book of James, James chapter 5, James chapter 5. And tonight, I made a promise when I came, and I make this to any church I pastor, that as long as the Lord gives me something to preach, I'll preach it. But, you know, not every time we gather together is it that the Lord wants a 15, 20-hour-long sermon. Sometimes we just need to read a few scriptures and then focus on prayer. And, you know, before all this went on, as you're turning to James chapter 5, and I'm thankful that the church has rallied around me on this point, that we want to be a church of prayer. And that many people call their midweek service prayer services. And we try to, at least when we're in normality, we try to focus at least once a month on a Wednesday night prayer service. And then also we try to have a weekly prayer time on Tuesdays at 11. But like I said, when the Lord gives me something, I'll give it to you, and that's what I'm going to do tonight. But we're mainly going to focus on prayer tonight. We've just been talking about family issues and different things like that. And believe you me, there's always a reason to pray. There's always a need for prayer. And so I've got Sister Pansy tonight. She's keeping up with any prayer needs. And so not only are we going to call out our physical prayer needs and things tonight, but we're also going to read off the first names of those that we know or believe need salvation. We'll call out their names as well. And I urge you right now, if you have a prayer need and if it's someone and you don't feel comfortable sharing the whole name, just put the first name or maybe just the last name or maybe just say, I have a unspoken, and we'll make sure we call those out. Sister Pansy's writing them down as you send them, okay? And then we'll read them off. But before we get into our songs, we're going to be singing two tonight, and they're going to be kindly focused around praise, and you're going to understand why as we read our scripture. And so tonight I want us to begin by reading some scripture, and it's over in the book of James, beginning in chapter 5, verse 13, and we'll read through verse 18. If you've in a church that believes in prayer and the need for prayer, then you're going to be familiar with this passage of Scripture. But it says this, James 5, beginning verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let them pray. Is any merry? Let them sing songs. Let them sing psalms. And that's what we're going to do. The psalms is the idea of singing praises. And so tonight we're going to begin by singing praises. Verse 14, is any sick among you? Let him call upon for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him or her up. And if they have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, woman, individual, availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. So we're going to begin by singing praises tonight. And we're going to read this passage again out of the Christian Standard, and we're going to talk about it a little bit. But Before we do, let's open up in a quick word of prayer, and then we're going to begin by singing out of the Baptist hymnal, page 146, which is, "Oh, How He Loves You and Me." So let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer, and then we'll sing. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your mercy and your grace, and thank you, God, that you've brought us back together to be a part of you, and Lord, to be a part of worship of you together. And so, Lord, right now I invite you, Holy Spirit, to be in our midst. I thank you for the service we've already had today. Looking forward to our service tonight. I ask you to forgive me of my sins and my failures, and Lord, let us be focused on you, and it's in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, page 146. Now, you'll see that this only has two verses, and so what we'll do is we'll sing verses 1 and 2, and then we'll sing verse 1 again to wrap it up, okay? Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Jesus to Calvary did go. His love for mankind to show. What he did there brought hope from despair. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. Verse 1. Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me. As you're turning over to page 227, I couldn't help but think of this morning's message as we, the title was, "What Can Jesus Do For You Today?" And that song said, what more could he do? What more is it that he could do for us than he's already done? Amen? All right, now this one is an older one. Matter of fact, it was written sometime between the late 1800s, early 1900s. But it's "Praise Him, Praise Him." Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, all earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms he carries us all day long. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins he suffered and bled and died. He, our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail him, Jesus the crucified. Sound his praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
I'll tell you what, just after singing a couple of songs, you feel a little more like being at church. You feel a little more like worshiping and sing a few more. Might even have a hand raised or a shout or something like that. But again, I do want to say thank you to everyone that's been sharing our services and had a testimony this morning of an individual, a family member of some of our faithful church members that has been distant from the Lord, and that in the past few weeks they've been watching, and God's doing a work in their home. So you never know. And you know what drawed them to watch it? That they saw that their relative on Facebook was hosting, quote, a party. You know, those watch parties. And they said, well, if such and such is hosting a party, I better see at least what kind of party they're hosting. So you never know what one click might do and how it might affect the eternal destination of some of your loved ones. So again, we do want to challenge you to send us your prayer needs tonight. We're going to kind of, order of our service is going to be a little bit different. Usually in our prayer services on Wednesday night, what we do is we ask everyone to gather around the altar, and different people pray for different subjects, and then others pray as they're led. You know, it may be one sentence, it may be a full prayer. But so what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to ask Brother Ken to start us off in prayer tonight. And then when he's done, we'll have a few moments silence, and I'll then close us out in a word of prayer. But again, let's go back over to the book of James, chapter 5, these verses 13 through 18. And this time I'm going to read it out of the Christian Standard, just because none of the meaning has changed. It's still a literal interpretation from the original translation. It is not an interpretation of an interpretation from an interpretation. The Christian Standard, the English Standard, the King James, the New King James, all of those are translated from the original text, you know, meaning that it comes from the Hebrew, it comes from the Greek, and is put into the English language to the best of the interpreter's understanding. And so tonight, let's begin reading. It says, James 5:13, is any among you suffering? Amen. We're living in a time where a lot of people are suffering. Listen what it says. What should the suffering do? They should pray. And is anyone cheerful? Then they should sing praises. That's why I felt led for us tonight to begin our service. I'm blessed. God has done a lot for me. Do I have issues? Do I have difficulties? Yes, but overall, God has blessed me, and I have reason to be joyful. I have reason to have cheer in my life. And so that's why we sing. James 5:14, is anyone sick among you? They should call upon the elders of the church, and they are to pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick person. Now, usually, I might have took it down to the office, but usually, and if needed, we keep a bottle of oil up here in case anyone is led to be anointed with the oil. You say, Pastor, is there something in the oil that brings healing power? No. Again, he said in the scripture, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Now, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, during those times, they did not have the same medical resources that we do. But certain type oils, even today. You remember a few months ago, I got so badly burnt on my legs. Well, part of the treatment for that was to take a bath and put essential oils down in that water. Why? Because they have healing properties in them. And so during this time, that's what the oil would be. It's a picture of healing. And so when we act with the oil, it's more of a step of faith. It is a move of faith. It is an act of obedience, trusting and taking God at His word, where He says, anoint them with the oil. And it goes on to say that the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So we do see that it is biblical for us to call out our sick loved ones' needs as we do. That is not a selfish thing or anything like that. Now, we do need to recognize that we need to pray more for the soul than we do for the physical, but we are to pray for them. Verse 15 of James 5, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. Now, listen to this. If they have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. Now, I want you to notice the principle that's supposed to be a part of the church. Confession when we fall. And again, we have so much got to the point that we feel like when we come to our local church that we have to wear this facade of everything's okay. You know, me and mine, we got it going on. You know, we dress properly. We come in with a smile on our face. We come in and we are such pious and holy people. But, folks, the church is not a place for perfect people. It is a place for human beings, sinners, that have recognized their need for a Savior and that help one another as we walk along in this world, and we try to lead others to salvation while we go. But folks, there is none of us perfect. And we all, now today I think we call them more, it's the idea of the accountability partner, that we have somebody. Now, does that mean we're supposed to get up before the church and just blare out every fault that we've had, that we cussed a dog, kicked our wife, or kicked the dog and cussed our wife, whatever it was? No, we're not to do that. But we're to have someone that we can confide in and that we trust enough to say, I've had a difficult week, and in these areas I've fallen a little bit. So next week, just pray that I be strengthened in these areas, you know. And notice it says that we're to confess those faults to one another, and we're to pray for one another so that we'll be strengthened. The prayer of a righteous person is very powerful in its effects. Now, a righteous person, that's anybody who's come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and that are doing their best to live a life that is pleasing unto the Lord. Here's something that may amaze us, but you know what? When we think of the term saint, we think of somebody else. You know what I mean? But you know what? We are the saints. The songs about when the saints go more, it's talking about us. We are the saints. Not perfect people, but those that seek to live a life that is right in the eyes of God. And it says that those people, when they pray, their prayers have effectiveness. And it goes on to show us an example. And in there in verse 17, it says, Elijah the prophet was a human being just as we are. But he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. Then for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain in that area. And then he prayed again, and the sky gave rain, and the land produced her fruit. Now, that reminds me of some of the old-time farmers. And when they would be in a drought, they would gather at the church, and they would have prayer that God would send the rain, and that many of them would bring their umbrellas with them to the prayer meeting because they were expecting God to hear their prayer and to answer their prayer even before they walked out. Why did they believe that? Because just as we sang in the song and just as we pray that you always are reminded of and get from our services here at Thomas Village, that there is no one that loves us like Jesus, and that He hears our prayers, and the prayer of faith moves him. The prayer of faith brings him to action in our lives and in the lives of those around us. And so tonight, as we're just kindly focusing on prayer, I'm going to read off a few prayer needs, and then I'm going to turn it over. I'm going to ask Sister Pansy if we've had any come in, and then we'll read just the first name of those that we want to see God save their souls. We want to see them respond to the call of salvation. So tonight, number one, we know the lost, and we'll go over them, but also the backslidden, marriages, the depressed. Just in the past two weeks, there's been a suicide in our area of a 19, 20-year-old young man. And folks, I mean, at 20-year-old, your life should just be beginning. And this young man was to the point to where he saw no better coming. And there are many people that fight this in silence. And I think we're to a point to where we're seeing it become more openly talked about in the church. But if someone needs medical attention, praise God, you go and get it, and don't be ashamed of it. I mean, if somebody was missing an arm, if they were missing a leg, we who are in the church would have no problem with them wearing a prosthetic arm, a prosthetic leg, or anything. Why? Because we want them to be able to live a more fulfilled life. And due to the curse of sin, our brain has inadequacies as well, and in certain areas, it just does not produce the chemicals in the fashion that it should produce those chemicals. And God has blessed us in the way today that, well, there have been some amazing advancements in medical and technology, and that they can make up for those chemical imbalances and different things. And even some of it may be due to drug abuse and different things like that. It'll affect your chemicals and all that. But hey, praise God. He told Timothy, he said, have a little bit of wine for thy stomach's sake. And he said, give a strong drink to those that are suffering and are sick. And so, praise God, I believe the Lord understands the need for medication and things like that. But it's like anything. I mean, you can overdo it, but mental illness and depression is a reality that many people battle. And you know what? I read this the other day, that for every one successful suicide attempt, there are 25 attempts that are unsuccessful. Isn't that mind-blowing? It is mind-blowing. And so we need to remember those. Also, we want to remember Brother Jamie Carter's father, Jackie Carter, just praying that God's hand of mercy and grace be there and of comfort. Daniel Jordan, Chris and Jennifer Strange, Robbie Jordan, Judy Webb, Ashley Beverly Jr. We saw Sister Priscilla, sis, this morning. She's still healing up from her cataract surgery and then going to have another one to come, so keep praying for her. Tyler and Donna Hodge, David and Felicia Cantrell, Larry Cantrell, Larry Collier. I did text with Sister Sharon today, and she said that he does have some chemical burns, but thank God it's not what it could have been, but they still are in need of our prayer and are thankful for our prayers. Tommy and Alma Mullins, Haley Webb, Frank and Mary Garrett, Carol Dishner, Greg Bartlett, Sheila Stanley, Robert Quillen, Barb Cope, Darlene Porter. Wonderful to talk with you, Sister Darlene. Glad to know you're there listening in Dungana. Patrick Fields, Riley Clements, John Berry, Courtney Hall, Rhonda Bryant, Jalen and Scott Bledsoe, Sister Jeanette Carter, Kinsley Roberts, Linda Jordan, Lynn Mullins, Jerry Flannery, David Starnes, Sister Jessie Bull and her daughter Pam, Jim Lamb, Nicholas Patrick, Sister Jill Dysart, Merle Edwards, Wilma and Don Daniels, Mary Snodgrass, Sister Cecilia and Mr. Frank Pennington, Sheila Stanley, Paul Hahn and family, Derek and J.C. Osborne and family, Brother Jay and Sister Ruby, Cindy Osborne, Faye Hill, Sister Ruth Roten. Thank you for the card, Sister Ruth. Levi Lynn, Donnie Fields, Sister Lottie Johnson. It was good to cut up with Brother Hoyt and Sister Phyllis this morning. But want to continue to pray for them. Liza Fletcher, Henrietta Roach, Bobby and June Jesse, Chet and Margaret Wheeler, Wilma Jean Tomlinson, Wilma Williams, Linda Jackson, Steve Sutphen, Chelsea LeBlanc, Quentin Dunlap. He was supposed to have a surgery on a tumor on Friday, but an emergency come in, and so I think it's been postponed till tomorrow. So we want to pray for Mr. Quentin. John and Carmine Shoup, Ryan Luke, Duffield Fire and Rescue workers, and all other first responders and all those that are out there. Also, over the past few weeks, we've had a few, and I didn't write their names down, that have requested unspoken, but the Lord knows each one of them. And then also tonight, as we're focusing on the fact that the prayers of God's people has great effectiveness. November is coming fast. September, October, I mean, we're around 60 days, right, from the upcoming election. And I believe it'll have a major influence on the future of our country. And so we want to pray for that. Coronavirus numbers, as of right now in our country, we have 2,559,271 that are actively infected with the virus. Nationally, however, we have 3,111,100 that have been recovered and healed from the coronavirus. And then we do want to pray for the families of those that have lost loved ones. That's 187,087. And so we know that it's a loss to them. Now, as for the state of Virginia, again, this blows my mind. Either you're active with the coronavirus in the state of Virginia or you're dead. I mean, you don't get healed in Virginia. You stay sick or die. That's the way it is. Listen to this. Listen, it says right now, actively, we have 117,160. It reports us as having total deaths as 2,569. But for total cases, we have 119,729. You take away the active cases and you get the exact number that they say have died from the COVID. So see, that's what I'm saying. Either you're active or you're dead. I mean, that's so do your best not to get it. But I know that we've got people in the church that's recovered, so we thank God for that. But Wise County, I tell you, the numbers have shot up around here in the past month. Wise has right now reported that they've had 321 cases. That kind of shocked me when I saw that today. Norton, keep going, Norton, 26. Y'all fighting good there. Lee County, 189. And then we're second, Scott County, only behind Norton, but we're not a close second. It says we've had a total of 150 cases. But that doesn't mean that we have 150 people active in our county right now. That just means from what? January, February, whatever. That's a low number. God has blessed us very much so. All right, Sister Pansy, have we had any come in tonight, or do we have any that we need to call out?
We have Joe Vermillion, and Yvonne has an unspoken.
Amen, amen. And I know that there's many. Joe Vermillion and Sister Yvonne, thank you. And we're thankful for the healing of her friends from over there in Yuma. All right, now, these next few names, if you'll just bear with us, and really it's not a few, it's over 180, but all we're going to do is read off their first name. But the Bible teaches us that it's not God's will that any should perish, that all should come to repentance, and so that our greatest desire should be to see others come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so we claim the verses, such as Romans chapter 10, verse 1, where it says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God is for their salvation." And then, like I said, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, "But God is patient towards us, not wishing for any to perish, but that all should come to repentance." And so as we call these names out, It's either that these people have never made a profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, or either that the fruit is not there that matches what the Bible says should be in the life of a believer. So at this time, we'll just kind of enter into a state of prayer. After I read all these first names, Brother Ken will come up and open us up in prayer, and then after a few moments silence, I'll close us out, okay? Mario, Sharon, Richie, Michael, Gerald, Donald, Bethany, Frank, Keith, Robert, Sandra, Tom, Donald, Lisa and daughter, Donnie, Brenda, Glenn, Sarah, Leonard, Elijah, John, Neil and Polly, Mickey and Will, Cooper, Haley, Gary and Melissa, Nathan and Damaris, Mila, Daniel, Nathaniel, Steve, Fred, Robert, Laura, Victoria, Chastity, Tina, Rocky, Samuel, Sam, Tim, Kristen, Ron, Dwight, Galen, Glenda, Farrell, Phil, Devin, Teresa, Thea, Michael, Bobby, Justin, Lita, Jeremy, Bonnie, Eric, Madeline, Brooke, Lila, Greg, Ron, Misty, Chad, Pauline, Gracie, David, Joey, Mike, Michael, James, Rhonda, Kayla, Isaac, Michael, Jalen, Ashley, Scott, Lee, Henry, Bud, Barry, Barbara, Drayden, James, Dennis, Letitia, Florence, Mary Lou, Claudia, Mike, Rita, Thelma, BV and family, Larry, Jane, Cheyenne, John, Justin, Dina, Mike, Mickey, Lisa, Jean and Kenny, Lavella, Davis, Josh, Madison, Sydney, Austin, Jordan, Bavina, Sheridan, Brady, Gabe, Kelly, Ashton, Trista, Richie, Taylor, Austin, Jeff, Brady, Gerald, Terry, Kane, Tony, Lynette, Dorette, Brian, Diane, Rick, Charles, Carol, Gail, Richard, Wilma, William, Irma Lee, Shane, Caleb, Cody, Christopher, Jason, Clarence, Chuck's mother, sister, Terry, his brother, Rick, Evan, Daniel, Rebecca, and baby, Hunter, Tim, Becky, Kenny, Aaron, JC, Bridget, David, Felicia, Robert, Bill, Bobby, Leah, Millard, Leonard, Melinda, Tom, Sharon, Bodie, Braxton, and Austin. And I want to remind you that these names go from children from the age of 3 and 4 that aren't yet to the point to where what we would call the age of accountability. You say, Brian, why are you praying for them? Because as soon as possible, we want them to know the Lord Jesus Christ. But also, it goes up to those that are in their 80s and 90s, because we don't know when any of us may meet the Lord. And if you have a name that you'd like for us to put on this list, remember, it doesn't have to be some old person or somebody you work with. It could be your grandchildren. It could be your children that's of a young age, teenagers. It's never too early to start praying for the salvation of anyone. And so, any others have come through? All righty. All right, Brother Ken, if you would, come open us up in prayer.
Heavenly Father,
And ladies, if y'all feel led to pray, y'all come forward. You can pray as well, okay?
Was talking about prayer there. It reminded me of what it said in Matthew 6 when Jesus was talking to his disciples about how to pray. And this is what it says in Matthew 6, verse 5. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by the others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Let us pray. Our Father, right in heaven, I just want to thank you for all the wonderful blessings and mercies you have bestowed upon us. There are just too many of them to name at this time. Be with all those names that we just lifted up, and put your tender mercy hand upon them. And if they need healing, I ask you for healing. If they need forgiveness, please forgive them. If they need saving, put just one more day or somebody in their path that they may come to your saving knowledge before it's too late. These are just troubling times, and it's just crazy out there, and the world just doesn't want to have anything to do with you, but those that love you do want to know something about you and be with you and tell others about you. Be with our leaders of our country. Be with the leaders of our state and government. Just be with our friends and families. And we just ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful that, Lord, we can be united in prayer, though we may be separated by miles, separated by circumstances, separated by pandemics and sickness and all that. And Lord, I am looking forward to the day that we can come back together into this church and we can hold hands and just make a circle all the way around this auditorium. But God, even so right now, in the power and in the name of the Holy Spirit, with those that are watching tonight, we bind together in Jesus, believing, Heavenly Father, Lord, that it's not the words that we pray and it's not the mannerisms or the gestures we use in our prayers, but it is the God that we pray to that is able to change things, that is able to do things that go above and beyond what we could imagine, that can do things in ways that we would have never guessed, never done it that way, and then make it be better than we could ever have thought. And so God, today we just pray. Praise you, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you took from us the worst of us and put it on yourself. And you took the best of you and put it on us. Lord, I just confess to you my sins. And God, as we talked about this morning, Lord, you, like was read, you already know the needs we have. And I think you want us to hear from us with those needs. But God, we just want to acknowledge what you've already done. Lord, the greatest thing is that, God, the tomb is empty. Jesus is sitting at your right hand. He's interceding on our behalf, and glory to God, in any day, you're going to say, Son, go get your children. But Lord, we do ask you to tarry because, Lord, of these names that we've called out. And God, we also are reminded of those that are backslidden tonight. We're reminded of those that are physically ill. Those, Heavenly Father, Lord, that are battling the unseen sickness of depression and chemical imbalances and paranoia and all those things, Heavenly Father, Lord. But you're still a God. You're the great physician and you're the great psychologist. You're the great healer. You're the great counselor, Lord. You're everything that we need. But God, you also use medicine, you use doctors, you use wisdom. Lord, there's those that's battling financial problems tonight. There's those that's battling issues with credit, those that are trying to hold on to a home or to hold on to a job or to hold on to a vehicle, Lord. We lift them up to you tonight. Pray that you be with them. But God, we're thankful to know that you tell us our prayers are effective. So Lord, we pray for America right now. As we've seen another wave of violence and protest and people dying in our streets, Lord, we just ask you to save America. We ask you, Heavenly Father, Lord, to draw us, your people, back to you. And let us once again be the salt and the light of this country. Bring an awakening. First, bring a revival to your people and then bring an awakening across our country. We pray for the upcoming elections and we're going to do our best to vote for the individuals that we believe they may not be Christians, but they tell us they'll stand up for what's in line with your word. And so, Lord, that's what we're going to do. And we're going to pray about it. We're going to do our best and we're going to do our best to stand before you and say, Lord, we tried. And so, Lord, today I pray for Ralph Northam. Lord, I don't agree with him. I don't want him to be the governor of our state, but he is. And you say to pray for those that are above you. And so right now I pray for him. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, for salvation to come into his life. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you put godly people and influences around him. I pray that you open up his ears to hear and his heart to receive. I pray that he recognize that life is precious. I pray for our state senators, and I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, for our local representative. God, I pray for our national senators and our national leaders, and I pray for the upcoming election, Lord. I pray right now for Joe Biden and for Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi. I pray for their souls tonight. I pray for Donald Trump, Mike Pence, and the leaders of the House and Senate. God, we need godly men, godly women to guide us. And Lord, you say in your scripture that the heart of the king is in the hand of our Lord. And so, Lord, we pray for mercy. We pray for grace. We don't pray that you give us what we deserve in leadership. But God, we pray you give us what we need, the one we need. Let your people rise up. God, I thank you that you're on the throne. I'm thankful that you hear our prayers. I'm thankful that there is not a minute of the day that we as your children do not have you actively engaged in our life. The Spirit is alive within us. Our Savior is interceding for us. and our Heavenly Father is in unity with us. And so, Lord, we praise you. And again, we're thankful. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. I know it's been a little bit of a different service. Been talking with Brother Tim. Looks like as we begin to get ready for our next What Does the Bible Say About It, Brother Scott Gerald's going to get in with it a little bit. And we're looking at talking about end times and the signs we're to be looking for, signs that are already happening, the people, the individuals that's going to be involved, and what we can expect next. So be praying for us as we study for that. And never forget, no one loves you like Jesus. No one's done so much for you as Jesus. And if you'll just open up your life to him today, he'll do even greater things than you can ever imagine. God bless you. I love you. And we'll see you Wednesday. Bye-bye.